Bourbon, bloodandfaith.com. It's Monday, April 8th, 2024, and this is your daily dose of anti-Semitism, according to the Jews. Anti-Semitism is not a legitimate word, as far as I'm concerned. I may be anti-Jewish, and I am very anti-Jewish. I'm very anti-Judaism. The Jews are the devil's children. Who am I to overrule what Jesus Christ said? The Jews are the synagogue of Satan. They're liars, they're cheats, they're identity thieves, they're frauds, they're murderers, like their father, who is the devil himself. Now, who am I to speak any better of the Jews than Jesus Christ? Who is Fritz Bergen that he could speak any better of the Jews than Jesus Christ? Who is Fritz Bergen that I would go around, prance around, and call Jews God's chosen people, or God's little babies, or God's angels, when Jesus Christ himself said that the Jews are of their father, the devil, and the devil was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and he does the desires of that death and murder and lies, and the Jews do the same thing their father does. You do the same thing your father does. Jesus Christ is the Jews. Who am I to speak better of the Jew than Jesus Christ? And I've covered that a lot. You know those scriptures, John 8:44, Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. When Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, think about this. Jesus Christ ascends into heaven. He's murdered by the Jews. There's a resurrection. He visits his disciples. He ascends into heaven. It's all said and done. He's good. He's good to go. He's good to go. Now, he didn't go up there in heaven and say, hey, all right, about those Jews, you know, they're my brothers and my sisters, and they're God's children, and, you know, you need to pray for their salvation. He doesn't say that. It's very interesting. When Jesus Christ goes to heaven and he gives to John, his beloved brother, the apostle John the Beloved, he's called John the Beloved, Saint John, he gives him the revelation of Jesus Christ. What does he say about the Jews? Well, this is what he says about the Jews, Revelation 2:9 and Revelation 3:9. He says, look, those that call themselves Jews, but they're not, they're liars, and they're the synagogue of Satan. He tells the church in, I think, Philadelphia, he says, listen, I'm going to make them know whom I've loved. He says, I'm going to make them come and bow down at your feet. He's talking to a European church in Europe, one of the colonies of Europe, Philadelphia, on the western coast of what is now Turkey, on the Aegean. He says, I'm going to make these people who call themselves Jews come and bow down at your feet to make them know whom I have loved. And he calls the Jews liars, frauds, identity thieves. He says, they're not even really Jews. They're not even Jews. And he calls them the synagogue of Satan. And here we have, listen to a guy today on a podcast. I like the guy. I like what he does. He does some good work. But he's one of these people that bows down and grovels before the Jews. Grovels before the Jews as if Jesus Christ made a mistake. As if Jesus Christ doesn't know what he's talking about. Jesus, you don't know the prophets. You don't know what Isaiah says. You don't know what Jeremiah says. You don't know what Ezekiel says. You don't know anything about the prophets, Jesus, because we do. And so you were wrong, and you're wrong in Revelation 3:9 and Revelation 2:9. This really is the position of the church. This is the position of the evangelical church, that Jesus Christ did not know what he was talking about when he rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. And he said, these Jews who call themselves Jews, they're not even real Jews. They're liars, they're frauds, they're identity thieves, and they're of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, they're identity thieves. Jesus says, look, they call themselves Jews. Who does this apply to? Applies to anybody that calls themselves a Jew. It applies to anybody that calls himself a Jew. They call themselves Jews, but they're not, but they're liars, and they're of the synagogue of Satan. Jews are liars. Christian, who are you and I to speak any better of the Jew than what Jesus Christ said? Even after it was all said and done, not under the pressure of the moment, not that that matters, his words are eternal. He rises from the dead. He goes into heaven. It's all done. This is decades later. It said that the book of Revelation is written in 95 AD. Christ was crucified and rose from the dead about, what, 30 AD, 33 AD? We're talking over 60 years later. He's had time to think about it. He's had time to settle down and get over the whole crucifixion thing, right? Okay, I'm being a little bit joking. He never will get over that. Luke 19:27, bring these people that didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. Slaughter them in, who's that? The Jews. Pilate comes out. He says, hey, here's your king. And they say, no, he's not our king. This is Luke 19:27 is talking about the Jews. Pilate comes out. He says, behold your king, the king of the Jews. The Jews say, we have no king but Caesar. Jesus Christ, he already prophesied about it. He said, listen, bring these people who didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. In my presence. Now, this mimics what Samuel did to Agag. This mimics what Elijah did to the Sodomite priests of Baal. Samuel acted as Jesus Christ when he hewed Agag to pieces before the Lord at Gilgal, before the Lord. And so when Jesus says, bring these people right here into my presence, right into my presence, and slaughter them in front of me. It's exactly what happened when Samuel hewed Agag to pieces before the Lord at Gilgal. It's same. And we got all these Christians bowing down and worshiping the Jew. They worship the Jew is the Antichrist. The Jew is the Antichrist. The definition of Jew is to renounce Jesus as the Christos of God, as the Christ of God. That's the definition of Antichrist in the Bible. Now, that's what you have to know. Okay, and I've spent a fair amount of time talking about that here at bloodandfaith.com. Once you understand that, once you understand that the Jews, the modern Jews, are Satan's army, they're Satan's children, they're Satan's corporate body on earth, that the modern Jew is the Antichrist, then what the Jews say start to make sense. So I'm going to give you a few things that the Jews say. This isn't what Fritz says the Jews say. These are out of the mouths of Jews. Here's Abby Foreman. He was the chairman of the Anti-Defamation League. ADL has come after me with both barrels. The Anti-Defamation League, a Jewish organization, they actually go out and defame people. Here's what Abby Foreman said. I speak of the death of the white race. The complete removal of all means of reproduction of the so-called Aryan race. Men, we now control the destiny of this race. And it is time to make sure the white race becomes extinct. All right? He says this, and he goes on, and he describes how he's going to do this. And he said, and basically says, we're going to flood the white areas with people that aren't white and Christian. That's what he says. White genocide is what the Jews have called for. All right, here's another little one, another little tidbit over here. Here's a guy named Maurice Sanyal. We Jews, we are the destroyers and will remain the destroyers. Nothing you can do will meet our demands and needs. We will forever destroy it because we want a world of our own. Once you understand what Jesus Christ said about the Jews, then this makes sense. But you got to have the scriptures down first. Once you understand what Jesus Christ said, then you go look at the Jews and you go, oh, wow. Okay, now that makes sense. Rabbi Harry Watson, Judaism is communism, internationalism, the universal brotherhood of mankind, the emancipation of the working class in human society. It is with these spiritual weapons that the Jews will conquer the world and the human race. Now you understand, now that you understand the scriptures, all these things start to make sense. Here's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and we'll do that. I will tell you something very clear. Don't worry about the Americans, American pressure on Israel. We, the Jews, control America and the Americans know it. Well, isn't that the truth? Here's another Jew. The white race is the cancer of human society. The white race is the cancer of human society. Why do they want to genocide the white race? Because we are Christendom. The white race is the reservoir of faith in Jesus Christ in time, on earth, in history. You extinguish the white race, you extinguish that reservoir of faith in Jesus Christ on the earth. Oh, I know. I get it. Not every Christian's white. I got that. It was only Europe that becomes Christendom. Do you understand that? Only Europe became Christendom. No place in Africa became Christendom. No place in Asia became Christendom. It's Europe that becomes Christendom. Europe is the faith, and the faith is Europe, it was once said. They changed the name as the great falling away began to unfold. And we said, well, it's not Christendom anymore, it's the West. How convenient is that? Let me see if I can find one of my favorite people. I was taught this guy. He was taught as a noted and noble academic, somebody to be revered and respected, somebody to listen to, somebody to get wise guidance from. And I had a professor tell me to my face, he says, it is the straight, white, Christian male that are literally the cause of all problems in the world. Noel Ignatieff, if you're a white male, you don't deserve to live. You are a cancer. Now, I can give you these quotes for days. For days. It's unending. They have a pathological yearning for the death of the white and Christian race. Why? Jesus told you why. They're the children of the devil. The Jews are the children of the devil. Jesus Christ tells us, and we ignore him, and we ignore him, and we ignore him, and we ignore him. And you come along and hear about the great replacement, the replacement of the native population of the United States, the white and Christian population, with people that are neither white nor Christian. And you say, well, you know, I don't understand. Well, Jesus warned you. He says, listen, they're murderers like their father, and they're liars like their father. And then you get a foreign-born Jew like Mayorkas, and he stands in front of, I've watched him in front of Congress, and he lies and he lies and he lies and he lies through his teeth. He says the border is perfectly secure. These people are liars. Oh, Fritz, you can't categorize everybody. You can't just paint a broad brush and say everybody's like that. Excuse me, Jesus Christ did. And if you want me to tutor and school Jesus Christ and tell him what he can and cannot do, I'm going to take a pass on that. I got a bone to pick with all these people where you can't broad brush people. You can't? Bible does. The Bible does. And if there's exceptions, well, it's good on them. It's an honor on them. And that's fine. But the Bible does broad brush people. It broad brushed the ancient nation of Israel when they turned away from God. It broad brushed the pre-flood world. It's all become violent. And he genocided, literally extinguished everything that had breath upon the earth except the people in the ark. Don't tell God what he can and cannot say. It's amazing how we school God. Well, you can't say that, Jesus, because that's anti-Semitic. You can't say that, Jesus, because it's racist. You can't say that because you're just kind of broad brushing a whole section of people, and that's bigotry. We're really we're going to school Jesus Christ on his morality? And that's where the church has gone. You know why? It's because of the influence of the Jews. Now, yesterday on my podcast, I mentioned all these special laws that the Jews are getting passed just to protect themselves. Okay, and here's how this works. They can call for the genocide of the white race, but nobody can touch a Jew. Nobody can speak bad of the Jew. Nobody can tell you what the Jews say or didn't say or were involved in or weren't involved in. They're the hypocrites that Jesus Christ warned you. Oh, we're the victims. We're the victims of a Holocaust. We're the victims of genocide. Yet they go out there publicly and they promote a genocide against the white and Christian race. Truly, the Jews are the hypocrites that Jesus Christ warned you against. But we're too smart for Jesus. We're too good for Jesus Christ. We're too wise for Jesus Christ. We're better morally than Jesus Christ. Well, Jesus, you're just a Nazi, and you're just anti-Semitic, and you're frankly a racist, Jesus, because you hate these Jews, and they're God's chosen people. Just think of the logic of this. Think of the illogic of what you're saying. Jesus Christ said, "Look, they're liars. They're not even real Jews. They're liars. They're hypocrites. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're the devil's children. They do the deeds of their father, which is to lie and to murder." Once you understand that, you can go out there and you can look at the Jews and say, okay, now it all makes sense. But you got to get the cart or the horse before the cart. The foundation is the words of Jesus Christ. The foundation is the Holy Scriptures. That's the foundation. And it's not just about the Jews. I've talked about cosmology on this channel. I've talked about how the earth existed before the sun and the moon and the stars. Get your scriptures down and then go out and look at the world. So you want to look at the Jews, the JQ, the Jewish question. Go look at what Jesus Christ said and then go look at the facts. It's going to really fall into line. And when you have all these Jews calling for the genocide of the white race, why? Because the white race, the European peoples, from Greece to Finland, from Russia to Iceland, to all the lands they settled, becomes Christendom. That's why. It was the Jews that helped the African Muslim invade Spain in the early 700s. It was the Jews that did this. They aided and abetted the African and the Muslim in the invasion of Spain to genocide the white and Christian race. Why do you think the Spanish kicked the Jews out of Spain in 1492? Because they're literal. People wake up and say, oh my God, these really are the devil's children. You think I'm harsh? Go read John Chrysostom, early church father. Go read Martin Luther. Martin Luther said, burn their synagogues. Add a little hellfire to it, Martin Luther said. You think I'm bad? How bad is Jesus Christ? Bring these people who didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence, said the master, said the king, said Jesus Christ. I'm not half as bad as Jesus Christ. I've told you over and over, Jesus Christ is not a nice guy. He's the monarch. He's the king. He will slaughter whom he wishes to slaughter. Samuel hewed Agag to pieces before the Lord Jesus Christ at Gilgal. Right before Jesus Christ, he slaughtered him. He chopped him up into little pieces because Saul thought he was a better Christian than Jesus Christ. And so Saul was rejected from the kingship because he thought he was a better Christian than Christ. He thought he was more moral than Jesus Christ. Well, I'm just going to have mercy on my enemies, and I'm not going to slaughter him like Jesus told me to, because that would be kind of genocidal and maybe even racist. That moment, Jesus Christ looks at Saul and says, you're done. I've rejected you from kingship. I have rejected you, and I'll find a man after my own heart. And he goes and finds King David. Saul has killed his thousands. King David killed his tens of thousands. King David was such a bloody man that he couldn't even build the temple. He had to give it to his son to build. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, says, I found David, a man after my own heart. Oh, we've got this all mixed up. We've got this all backwards. We have an inverted system. We have an inverted morality. We have an inverted church. Jesus Christ is a monarch. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. We live very much in a Luciferian theocracy right now. People are afraid of a Christian theocracy. We live in a Luciferian theocracy with live human baby sacrifice to Satan. That's all abortion is. It's live human sacrifice of little innocent babies to Satan. And we gussy it up. Oh, it's a human right. Oh, well, isn't that satanic? That is satanic. We live in a Luciferian theocracy. Oh, we're going to teach your little children. I can't even speak it. It just turns my stomach. Teach them how to be sodomites and trannies. And nobody asked for this. Nobody, literally nobody asked. It's been opposed upon us by the Luciferian theocracy run by the Jews. They're Satan's synagogue, people. Let's get over this whole idea that they're God's chosen people when Jesus Christ says they're the synagogue of Satan. We're screwed up. The enemy looks in our face, laughs in our face, calls for the genocide of the white and Christian race, the elimination of Christian values everywhere, the imposition of Luciferian theocracy, and we sit there and we grovel before the Jews. Now, what would the Jews do if they were in a position of being genocided? Well, they've already told you. They've got nuclear weapons. They call it the Samson option. So we think we're going to get genocided. We're going to drop nuclear bombs on the capitals of Europe. We're going to genocide the white race if we think that, you know, some other people, they're going to genocide the white race one way or the other. They are happy to use nuclear weapons to genocide the white race if they so feel that's in their interest at the moment. Meanwhile, they suck us dry. You got all the Jews in Congress. There's 50 or 60 dual citizens, U.S., Israel, in Congress and the Senate. And every step of the way, they'll vote for billions and billions and billions of dollars to send to the Jews in Israel, which is a Jewish ethnostate. And they build walls, all kinds of walls, and all kinds of military strength to strengthen their borders. And they won't spend one dime and they will block it every time to build a border on our own southern border, to build a wall on our southern border. Why? Because they're genocidal maniacs against the white and Christian race. They said it in their own words. They want walls all over Israel to protect them from the Palestinians and whoever. Oh, no, America can't have a wall. No, because we want to bring all the Africans in, all the Muslims in, and genocide the European and Christian race. But they say it in their own words. And they want laws where I can't, literally, I can't say the things I say on this podcast. They've proposed laws, and they've passed these laws all over the United States and in foreign countries to make what I am saying right now illegal. The only reason it hasn't been, I haven't been prosecuted, and others like me haven't been prosecuted, is we have the Constitution standing in the way. But they're going after that with every ounce of energy they can. You read about that guy, I can't remember his name, but he's put some memes up. Well, now he's facing federal prison time. They're going after the First Amendment, a whole hog. The UN, the WEF, the Democrats. Well, the First Amendment has its limits. You can't be anti-Semitic. Jesus Christ was anti-Semitic. I'm going to be anti-Semitic. Jesus Christ called the Jews the devil's children. He called them the synagogue of Satan. I'm not going to speak any better of the Jews than Jesus Christ did. Oh, but you can't say that. You're a bigot. You're painting that such a broad brush on everybody. Hey. Jesus Christ said these things. I'm not going to school Jesus Christ. I'm not going to tell Jesus Christ that he did it wrong. And the evangelical church has upped its game to be like the Pharisees. Well, we can't abide by the written word of God because, you know, it's not good enough. So we have our oral traditions that are going to supersede the word of God. And our oral traditions say that the Jews are God's chosen people, overriding what Jesus Christ explicitly said. All right, that's enough for now. That's a good little tidbit for getting this Monday morning going. Fritz Bergen. I got more. Trust me. I'm not going away. Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.